Hi. Okay. The game's width.
So yesterday we covered mikveh.
Yes, yesterday we covered mikveh.
And all night boarding.
And all night boarding. I want to do the ring. I saw a beautiful story about mikveh just yesterday, actually. Also, I think the Lelever Rebbe, doctor came to see him, and he said, "You know, they're going to the mikveh. It's dangerous for you. You really can't do it. It's not a good idea." So the doctor left, and the Rebbe said, "Okay, give me a towel, please." They're like, "What, a towel? Where are you going? Mikveh? What? Mikveh? What about the doctor? What did the doctor say?" As if he didn't hear. The doctor said, "It's dangerous." He said, "Yeah, let me tell you a story." He said, "Once there was a drunk, and this drunk, you know, he drank his spirits, until he started to feel quite ill. And the doctor came into the picture and he said, 'My friend, if you keep drinking, you're going to die.' And the drunk was like, 'Okay, thank you for your advice.' The doctor left. He said, 'I need to please pass the wine.' I need a bottle of wine." I mean, like, he just said, "You're going to die without the wine. So how could you have it?" He said, "Okay, so let's say I'll die if I have the wine. Let's say that I have the spirits. But if I don't, I have no life. What kind of life is that? Without the wine, it just doesn't have a life for me. So I have no choice. I can't not live. What kind of life is that? I can't live over." He said, "For me, without the mikveh, what kind of life is it? I'll just say that he survived quite a while after that, and he had the ability to transcend the problem. He just wanted to couch it in terms that his family would understand." There's actually a brief that his mother told him, "Don't go to the mikveh, I'm worried."
Yeah.
And for 6 months, he didn't go to the mikveh.
Really?
That's what they bring. Now, Chaim Kinevsky, they say, said that can't be true. How would he miss the mikveh for 6 months? Impossible. But the Chesed Avraham in his sefer, he brings it. But he says he didn't go. So he's a pretty strong source. But the Belzer Rebbe, for sure, his mother, I think, or one of the things, I think the Belzer Rebbe, his mother said, "Don't go to the mikveh, I'm afraid." Hevel, I'm not sure. So he went to the mikveh, he got undressed, he walked over to the mikveh, and then he said, but mother said, and he went back and got dressed. And that was how he did his mikveh. But the mama gehased. The mama said, "No mikveh." Okay, so then no. And he went and he got dressed and he went out. That's what he did every day for a while.
Why was it kosher to be such a bad thing?
Huh?
Why were the kosher about them going to the mikveh?
It was cold. It was, you know, he was frail. She was afraid. I mean, again, I would assume. But Lee for sure was, you know, his mayan, his little, a tad chill.
Except for 2 days a year.
Really? Yeah. 2 days a year.
Yeah, before Lagomer. When everyone, especially before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos. What's in there is not so cold. You can't get in.
Huh? And you got to get there before, like, you know, 1 or 2 in the afternoon to start warming up. And then before Zoom site.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, so we are up to the next. Alright, we're continuing of mikveh actually. He said you need to be careful to have a mind. Through this tefillah, I bring in the keser. I bring in the Kriyat Hashem through this immersion. Says this kavana. He says like this. So you have two yuds, yud of dalet and yud of dalet. Yud of dalet of ab and yud of dalet of tzad. Ab is an aspect of, again, being nullified to Hashem, and tzad is an aspect of being on fire too for Hashem. These are two of the things that we get when we go to this mikveh. We get the ability to have a more serene relationship with Hashem, to just nullify ourselves to Hashem, to just stand by Shabbos, stand by the Menorah. That's one thing. Another thing that we get is the Bechina, the Miluyim. The Miluyim, when you have in mind only the Miluyim, here again, when you write out the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, there are different ways of spelling each letter. The Yud is always Yud Vav Dalet. When you have the Aleph, it's all going to be Yud. So it's Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, and another Hey Yud. That comes out to be 72. So that's the first Yud Vavdalad that we think. And then Yud Vavdalad, Sag, is also the same thing except for Vav. So you have Hey Yud and another Hey Yud. And in the middle, it's Vav Aleph Vav. That's the whole difference. That comes out to 63. Right? Because that's how it works out. So we're having in mind only the Milui. The Milui is that we minus 26. Yud Kei Vav Kei we take off, and only what's left in the middle. What's left in the middle of the Milui is Din, what's left alone. I took that alone, it's Din. It's judgment. It's being able to overcome the barriers, break through to get to this place. We want to get to the place of having a vital, fiery tshuva, and understanding one thing from the other and rejecting what's bad. That's Bina. Talking to Hashem on fire as well. Connecting. We want to get to a place where we're just nullified to Hashem. It's just Hashem. We realize that in Muvado, the whole world is only Hashem, only His revelation, only Him. So we do that through the Milui. The Milui of Av is Nembo, it's 46. The Milui of Sag is Lamed Zayin, that's 37. So you have 37 plus 46 plus Yud Vav Dalet is 20, right? 20 and 20. So you have 46 plus 37, right, is
73.
46 plus 37, 79. Yes, that's
no.
46.
67
plus 13. Wait a second. 46 mu plus las. Right. So it's eight. It's got to be 80 then, right? It's over 80. It has to be. Yeah, because you have 37 plus 46. Yeah, it's 83. Mm-hmm. 37. Mm-hmm. 30 plus 46 is 76. Mm-hmm. Plus 7 is another. Is 80. Not 87. Is 83. Right. And then you have another 40. That's where we are right now, right? Because you have Yud Vav Dalet is 20 plus 20 is Vav Dalet. So that's another 40. That's 83 plus 40 is 123, right?
You're saying is the Miluim is Din only for Sag, or is like the Klal is Din?
Miluim is always Din. Unless it's with Yud Kibbutz Kei, yeah. That's what he says.
So we get to 100.
No, right? That's why. It's Yud Vav Dalet and Hey Yud, that's why. It's the first two letters. So you have another Hey Yud, each one, another 15, and another 15, another 30. So that's 153. Right. You take off two for the way we're holding, it's 151, which is a mikvah. So this is a mikvah the Malchus goes. In short, basically, we're just trying to get to a level of being able to overcome the barriers in the next year. Being able to overcome the barriers for the next year of accessing tshuva and accessing higher than tshuva, accessing the place where I'm just living with Hashem. Fine, those are the two elements. He continued, he said, you have to be careful not to cut your hair. All 49 days of the Omer until Erev Shavuos. Day before Shavuos, Erev Shavuos, you're allowed to cut your hair. Otherwise, one should not cut this mistake hair. Okay, just one more thing. I'm sorry about the mikvah that Rav Nosson explains. Mind of it brings here that Rav Nosson explains that when you go to this mikvah, you're supposed to have a mind that I'm fixing everything I messed up the whole year in Tikkun HaBris. This is a big Tikkun HaBris. Again, the problem with the lack of bris is, again, the person who cannot... The bris holds you back from your tshuva and holds you back from really coming to Hashem. Bris, the element of bris, when I live with Hashem, not having bris is a stira. It's a contradiction. Because if you really, really know Hashem's with you every second, you're going to act in concert with what He wants. So, how can you say, yeah, everything is Hashem? Well, I'm just going to do this. I'm with the king, but I'm just going to do this, I'm going to do that. What are you doing? You're doing what you're not allowed to do. You can't, you have the guy who's it's like it's it's enabling. So that thing of the these shamus, what we're trying to get to, we want to get to a place where I can do tshuva, real genuine tshuva, and where I can do not only genuine tshuva, I can do really live with Hashem every second, just be nullified to Hashem, just feel that connection, that bliss of that connection with Hashem. Those are the two things that we try to activate. That is called tikkun habris. That's why the lesson says tikkun habris is synonymous with simcha. One of us has joy, one has taken a bris, he has humility, one has taken a bris, has a corrected, fixed emuna, a vital emuna. Those are the four, they're all one. He said, how to like work on this element, this thing, is it comes from a lot of different angles. Like you have to work on each thing and suddenly it comes together. That's why we're not supposed to be uptight about taking a bris, we're supposed to be happy and connected to taking a bris.
I think explain how. I know there are times I've been feeling down.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't been. I've been showing a
bris. There's two again. So then there's the heart, there's a real bris. Mm-hmm. And there's a bris which is the shomer so you don't ruin. Mm-hmm. Something called the person ruins something. The person, I didn't ruin it. But having real deep taking a bris, which is the way it's supposed to be,
exactly.
I have the kli. I have the kli, but I have over masha over, like the rest of us say. You go through seven waters. He goes up. He goes down. He has a higher media, but doesn't have to ruin. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to do what one's not supposed to do. I don't know. He's connected enough. So this he knows. No, I'm not going to do. And sometimes a person can get to a little bit above nature through Torah. It's enough to hold him there. Mm-hmm. He knows it's a problem, he's still holding on. But we're aiming to a place where I'm with Hashem. That's my goal. I want to be with Hashem. So Erev Shavuos one cuts his hair, not before then. Dali explains that during the Omer is a very big time of din, a lot of judgment. He says, so the hair represents judgments. That's how Dali explains. The hair represents judgments. Why does hair represent judgments? It's interesting when you find someone who's really wild. Very often, it goes along with the hair. It's like this.
Yeah. They let their hair grow.
Yeah, exactly. Let your hair down. Yeah. It's like just lets it all out. So there's such a bechina anyway. People understand, but Kabbalistically speaking, that's how it comes out. Partially because of this bechina. You know, that's why a nazir is supposed to pick up this part of his nature. That's why he's not allowed to cut his hair, because he accesses a very high level. Where his hair is all a revelation of very, very big kindnesses, a very big atika, arif, cast a very high place. But in general, one's supposed to cut it because he wants to limit the aspect of the hair. That's enough for us, probably. So that's one thing that he's explaining. He says, generally speaking, when you go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Tov during the three festivals, there's a different kavanah. Kavanah is av and Kassav. Comes down to the same thing. We spoke about it before by Pesach. We have the shame of Ab, right? When you write down shame of Vaya, that's an Afriyam. You have a shame of Vaya, that means a person has Havia, a person has existence in the world. He wants to live in the second with Hashem. Then you have a different level, that's the Keli, the ability to bring this in, is Eker. I'm going, which means the source is I'm going to be, I'm going to live. Person's yearning, that's the beginning of tshuva, that's the ima aspect. So there's the eke with yuds, and there's the ab with yuds. That's the beginning of trying to prepare myself to live an instant with Hashem. And the Shemavaya is getting there, actually doing it. Those are two, they work together, because if I'm not yearning for it, every second I lose it. It's not something which you get a degree. have a degree, and puts a button on, I'm part of this club, I'm part of this, whatever, how I graduated, whatever it is, I'm there. I'm a doctor, you need me, I can treat you. That's not how it works in spiritual terms. In spiritual terms, you don't get there and stay there necessarily. You get there, and if you want to stay there, you have to keep on yearning, keep on moving up. So it's a lot of reasons you're going up or you're going down. You don't stay in one place. You have to also. You can't stay in one. You're always either going up or down. So I have to really keep on yearning. I want to be. I want to live. And the truth is, the minute I feel this level of up, the opposite of it, the way you get out of it, is gaiva. A person has arrogance or he has anger. He leaves up. Because even if he was in a very sublime place where he's on fire for Hashem, he's surrendered with Hashem, he's just with Hashem. The minute I feel myself to the extent that I'm arrogant, I feel big about it, or I feel angry, so I'm jettisoned. I jettison myself from this place of being one with Hashem. So you have to get to the place of it's always yearning, you're always careful. Hold on to the next second, I want to live with Hashem. I want to prepare for the next second, the next time. I don't want to just slip out. That's what the Magid says, a beautiful thing. He says, you know, when you have a coal and it's still smoldering, it's easy to wake up the fire. Mm-hmm. So, but if it goes out, it's like you're starting again. So you need to try to just stay connected. That's going to be this AKLKUK.
But if you're worrying about the next second, then you're not worrying about now.
No. Even now, I'm trying. If I hold on, if I have... You're right. Excellent question. It's not
if you
great question.
Trying
if
now.
As it were, that's one of the best ways. We've spoken about this before. It's one of the best ways to get rid of gaiva. It's because I'm just as if doing. I wanna get to the... Give up Kedah. Am I really living in the moment? I'm preparing myself. I'm trying. So that's what the Bach says is the best way of getting rid of you. We call that a vowing. It's good. I'm trying. I'm on the way. But the Rav Pitzer, when before he, it's a short story. Don't worry. It's not so long. The Rav Pitzer, when they davened together with, I forgot who it was, but also one of the big Chassidic masters. So after davening, they sat down for L'chaim. And the Rav Pitzer said all of his relatives' names, Tilish Lakosh. Strange custom. So when he was asked, well, what did you mean by that? He told the other person, he said, you feel very good, and you're right to it. You woke up for chatzos, you learned the whole night, you went to the mikvah, you said a lot of tilling, you davened a lively davening. What did your ancestors do? You come from a simple stock, so, I don't know. You know, you're like the crown of your family for many generations. So for me, I finished with mine. I did just like you. I got up, I also did. So, but then I start to go back and start to think, where I come from? Who am I? And like the Shlokas, you call it a davening. I mean, it was good, but like, that is not. And I start to really, like, sure, I have to do better. So that's the egg. Then the guy's on the YouTube, okay. He's not, what arrogance, what anger, how dare I feel anger? Who am I? It's just a sham, it's a trying, I'm working on it. That's the best. And that a lot of citizens were working on getting this. Feeling, not feeling bad, but feeling like I want more, I'm yearning, I want to. People are sitting there say, Madame for me, this is my name, Madame for me. It's like, he's holding, he's yearning, he's trying, that's what we're trying to do. So that's this Al-K-K and the Ab together, 72 plus, what is it, 161? Yeah, 161. Al-K, Yud-K, so it's Al-K, and then Yud-Dalet, and then, right, no, sorry, Al-K, Hey Yud, Yud-Dalet, another Hey Yud. That's the Ekeh, that comes to 161. And you add that with 72, you have a Dalet Hey Yud, and then another Hey Yud, that's 72. You come to Regel, 233. And that's what it says, you have to purify yourself for the Regel. That means because through the light of Yom Tov, you can connect to Hashem in these two ways, this special, special way of, I want to live in the moment, and I'm yearning till I do it. The two elements. Tshuva, which gives me the ability to bring Hashem into the second, the Hagaya. That's the two behemoths that we're working on.
So why is that the Kavanah then? That's with the Mikvah?
That's the Mikvah before Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov.
Before Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Why is it then and not in Davening with Shem when we have Shem, Havaya, and others together?
You can also. I'm just saying there's a general thing, we spoke about this before, that every Yom Tov affects the whole year. Mm-hmm. Like, my ability to feel the sweetness, our ability to feel the sweetness of Torah, our ability to learn more or less, to connect to Torah, to think in learning, in a good way, it's all determined, Shavuos, it's all determined the time leading up to Shavuos. how much you prepare. Every little bit is more. And we have to do our best. We have to like try to live in the day, in the moment, and grab whatever we can. Every devil was a minion. Every devil was more gishma, better. It all helps. It makes the difference for the entire year. And that's why it's like the regular Abayit. Every time we're trying, because you see Hashem Abayit, just think I'm living in the moment with Hashem. Because Hashem called this instant, and I need to be with Him. And every time there's an Al Kuk in the Kavana, that's the Kli. Every time there's a Abayit Kun Rishat, you have an Al Kuk. Because that's the Kli for the Abayit. Like I'm saying, you can't have a Abayit without wanting to get it. Otherwise, if you get it, you have no chance. It has to do with how much you yearn, how much you want. That's like the kids. That's how he explains it. Then you go, then you daven Mincha. So then you bring the, this he speaks about earlier, which we're not so much going to talk about, I don't know what I wrote here, I'll see, but he says that, you're bringing Malchus to the place before there was, why isn't it fair? It's unfair. It's, you know, the two kings that live in the... Right, two kings can't have the same crown, right? You bring Malchus back there. In a place where everything shines. This young man is supposed to be in a place where... And of course, there are many levels. Every point to where he told him. We want, again, our goal is to go to the next year's Shavuos to look back and say, well, learning was better. It was more deep. It was stronger. It was more connected. It was making more learning. That's what we want to say. Ah, Shavuos. I had a Shavuos. That's the goal. He brings different kavanas. The end of the book, he says you're supposed to have in mind the first letter and the last letter of the first verse. The second letter, the second word. Right? Second word from the last pasuk. So, for example, last pasuk in Bereishis is Vayamas Yosef. So, Yosef is Yud and Pei. So, never mind a shame at Yud and Pei.
For what?
For the end of each sefer. Each book you read, you that's it. It's in the Tikkunim that have a couple of these.
It's supposed to have in mind the first word.
The Yud and Pei, which is the first and last letter of the second word of the last verse. That's what it is. I don't know which, why is it, I don't know. Maybe I could say I remember, maybe not. I don't know. That's what he brings, the hope, and that's the shame. What it comes down to is, again, the entire Torah is filled with shame. It's a big shame, very full of shame. You do the same thing for each of the spine.
Versus Shabbos to Shavuos.
When you say Tikkun Leil Shavuos.
Oh, okay.
That's the end of the. That's a little bit of.
Oh, so it's not just.
Not in general. It's particular to.
Yeah.
And of course, like I said yesterday, it has to do with starting again, starting each verse, and also the Davening Hashem to finish. I want to finish. You start and you finish. So please help me start and finish. I want to be so good to finish. And also knowing that the beginning, just beginning again, is also a start in of itself. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit also this, but you know, what these women are. Okay. I'm supposed to do Benish Chai. I forgot to. What time is it now? Okay, it's now 4:15. We finish with. We can go back to Shabbos. Yeah.